Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
It's EV News briefly for Friday, 30th of January. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, let's get you up to speed. BMW are improving their iX1 and iX2, adding new silicon carbide inverters, around 40 kilometers of extra range, just because they're better at turning the DC energy in their battery into the AC required for the motors. It's more efficient, more range for the same battery. They did the similar thing with the Mini Countryman. Of course, they gave it a slightly bigger battery recently as well. Cold hurts every powertrain and every EV, and in Norway they've been doing their annual extreme weather testing. Now, the rest of us will never have to drive at minus 30 degrees Celsius or minus 22 Fahrenheit, but if you did, you would want to take a Lucid Air, because that's the one that went the furthest of testing 24 electric models. 520 kilometres is a long way to go. Highway speeds at crazy low temperatures. The car that deviated the least, though, from its promised mileage to the one they actually got was a Chinese one. That'll be the MG S6. Electrify America is adding more Tesla plugs and backing both standards. Now, we're going to go through a period of adapter hell in America, and cars are going to have both connectors on. Electrify America going down the dual route system, which does mean you haven't got to have as many adapters floating around in your cars. Now, amenities outweigh fast charging. New data out of the UK today says 2/3 of EV drivers would choose a public charger less on the absolute peak speed that it charges at and more on the kind of place that it's at. It's 2/3 of drivers valuing amenities like a good coffee, refreshments, seating, Wi-Fi, things like that. And 9 out of 10 electric car drivers say they buy something whenever they stop to charge at one of those kind of places. So if there is a half-decent hot drink, maybe a snack, 9 out of 10 drivers say they'll spend money. And the margins on a cup of coffee are way more than selling a kilowatt hour. Ford's $19.5 billion write-down isn't the end of their EV pain. Now, a Republican in the House Committee, chair of the House Committee in the US, has written to Jim Farley, Ford's boss, for more details on its factory that they're building in Marshall, Michigan, using battery technology, which is Chinese IP, albeit an American factory with American workers making American LFP cells, wanting more clarification. That fight continues for Ford. General Motors, meanwhile, picked a fight with Canada. Mary Barra, its boss, attacking Canada's new tariff deal with China, which reduced from 100% to 6% tariffs on cars that are made in China. That's, you know, Shanghai-built Teslas and Lotuses, Volvos, Polestars, as well as Chinese brands, of course. They all count. She says that it's a slippery slope, her words. Also worth pointing out, didn't GM sell 2 million cars in China last year? Careful. 400 kilowatt chargers arriving in Australia now. The first 400 chargers down under and now in the ground. Pretty much the fastest ones otherwise were 350 kilowatts. I would say probably the same here. I see 150s everywhere. I see, I don't do a lot of miles anymore, but 350s to find a 400 kilowatt charger is pretty rare. They're now going in the ground there. Talking of Australia, the BYD Shark 6 is that plug-in hybrid slash e-rev truck. Big battery, plug socket on the side, has got an engine, that is a generator can drive the wheels at high speed. It hasn't got a gearbox otherwise. So otherwise, it's mostly an electric truck. Decent payload, decent towing. It's now become Australia's best-selling plug-in hybrid vehicle. Marques Brownlee took to Twitter after the news that Tesla were cancelling the S and the X to say, "Oh man, the Roadster is so cooked." To his millions of followers, the chief executive of Tesla replied, "No, the Roadster will be incredible." And Slate Auto, the makers of that little truck, published a video update at the moment. They're not making trucks yet, but it's focused on rearranging plant infrastructure and future tooling. And that is Briefly.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One. Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.